Welcome to Heidelberg Meditations on this Wednesday of the 47th week in the year of our Lord 2022, as we continue our examination of Heidelberg Catechism question and answer 122. Heidelberg Catechism 122. What is the first petition? Hallowed be thy name. That is, grant us, first, rightly to know you, and to hallow, magnify, and praise you in all your works, in which your power, goodness, justice, mercy, and truth shine forth. And further, that we so order our whole life, our thoughts, words, and deeds, that your name may not be blasphemed, but honored and praised on our account. When engaging in the discipline that is known as theology, that is, the study of God, be it a Theology 101 class in seminary, a conference seminar on the attributes of God, or a tome dedicated to systematic theology, one of the first things that is often looked at is the character of God. Who is God? What defines God? What sets God apart from creation? What sets the God of the Bible apart from all the other false gods in the world? As we turn to him in prayer according to his word, we find that it is because of his character that we hallow, magnify, and praise him. It is the character of God that defines him. It defines his works, his words, and any knowledge we may have of him. It is God's character that sets him apart from all other gods. Thus, in understanding these things, we must understand God himself, as best as we are able, as he has revealed himself. For we know our own finite minds struggle with this, and cannot fully grasp who God is. Isaiah 55, verse 9, For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. But while the ways and thoughts of God are indeed higher than us, we do know some very specific things about him, for he has revealed them to us in his word. We know of his power. In fact, we believe that he is omnipotent, all-powerful. Jeremiah 32, verse 17, Ah, Lord God, it is you who have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and by your outstretched arm. Nothing is too hard for you. There is nothing in heaven or earth, seen or unseen, that is more powerful than our Father who art in heaven, as we pray. We know of his goodness, that God is altogether good, and there is no evil, there is no sin in him. 1 Chronicles 16, verse 34, O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. As James 1, verse 13 tells us, God is not a man. God cannot be tempted with evil. We know of God's justice. We know that he is perfectly just in all of his words and works. Deuteronomy 32, verse 4, The rock, his work is perfect, for all his ways are justice. A God of faithfulness and without iniquity, just and upright is he. Everything God does is perfectly righteous, perfectly just, and without iniquity. We know of God's mercy. We know that he shows kindness and love even to his enemies, which we once were in our own sin. Titus 3 verse 5 tells us he saved us not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy, for the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit. We know that God is truth, that God tells the truth. Numbers 23, verse 19, God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should change his mind. Not only can God not lie, not only does God tell the truth, God is truth. John 14, verse 6, Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. It is because of the character of our God that we can trust that he will hear our prayers, that he will answer our prayers, and that he will work his will in us according to his word. He is good and just. He is merciful and true. And he is all-powerful to do all that which he has promised as our great God. He who is holy, he who is worthy of our prayers and praise, that we might magnify his name and give him all the glory. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.